Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Hello, everyone. We're talking today about dead-end conversations. How's that for a positive note? Well, everybody likes to post positive things out there on social media. Well, what about when you get stuck in one of these dead-end sales conversations? Well, today we're going to talk about three ways to get yourself out of them and never get stuck back in them again, or at least know how to get out of them if you do get stuck back in them again. Well, we have all been there. Often, we may even be the cause of them. Whoever caused them, it really doesn't matter now. You are on the sales call. The conversation topic is one of those dead-end topics, and now you're stuck in it. On and on it goes, leading to nowhere with no way out. The end result, no change, no sale, and worse, no closer to getting a sale. Well, here are just a few topics that fit this category and can get salespeople headed in the wrong direction with their customers during a sales call. First is weather, politics, sports, the economy, and local gossip. Those are just a few of the most common ones. Take your pick, but I am guessing every one of you has been down a dead-end road on one of those topics with your customer. It's so easy to get caught up in these topics. We want to connect, so we connect by commiserating over one of them. While a little is good, too much leads us no closer to completing our job in life, which is to help our customers solve their problems with our products. Now, you might be thinking, hey, Greg, some of these topics are important to my customers' operations. They are farmers or in agribusiness, and weather or the economy affects their business. And yes, I agree. And if you're talking specifics about these topics in relation to how they will employ your products, then that is great. Weather and when to use your seed and the agronomy supplies that you might put out there based on the weather, the economics of those products and what that producer can do with them, great. If not, then a little might be good, but more is definitely not better. The reason I bring this topic up is how often I see salespeople resort to these icebreaker topics. They're nervous when they walk up, and they don't know what else to talk. They want some kind of an icebreaker or a lead-in. And the problem is that these icebreaker topics, dominate the conversation. And instead of being a quick connection topic, they take up to 20 or 30 minutes of a one-hour sales call. Well, what do we do? What are the three ways that I think are methods for you to get out of these conversations? Number one, don't get into the dead-end conversation in the first place. To do that, you need to do a pre-call plan and have a reason for your sales call. If you wing it on your sales call and let the conversations ramble, your producer is going to figure it out. They know that you don't have a specific agenda or reason for being there, and they're going to fill the conversations with these discussions. Secondly, as part of don't get into the conversations in the beginning, is write out your open-ended questions. Now, this one is one of the biggest revelations when working with sales teams. I do these workshops, and I have people practice or do role-play exercises where they ask a fictitious customer questions, and they run out of questions to ask, especially open-ended questions that can steer the conversation toward important topics that keep the conversation going. Take just 5 minutes and write down a few keyword questions. And by keyword, I mean you don't need all of the background of the question, like the I don't even know what they are, adverbs and adjectives. All you need to know is past experience with this product. Past experience. Two words might be all you need to keep the open-ended question going and to get the customer talking about something besides some of these dead-end topics. The last part of not getting into the conversation is have and refer to an agenda on a sales call. Now, this doesn't have to be a written or a time-specific agenda like you might get at a conference or a sales meeting. However, when you are there for a reason and have some logical steps to work through, you won't stray off topic as much. Mentioning it to your customer is a great way to help them understand the need to stay on topic as well. Now, if you're in certain DISC profiles, you really need an agenda to stay on task. Well, the second way to get unstuck from these conversations is to get the conversation back on the customer's farm or agribusiness with one of these styles of questions. Here's some examples. Let's say the conversation is all about weather. And you might say, hey, with this type of weather pattern, do you plan to make any changes on your farm? Or maybe it's on politics. With all that going on in the world of politics, what kind of changes do you think you'll make to your operation? Or, sorry, I didn't mean to take us down a rabbit trail on football. I really came out to follow up on our last conversation about improving your death loss in your herd. I found a few things for us to look at if this is still a good time. These type of questions take the big picture topic and focus it back on this operation, this farm, this customer. What will you do with those big topics we're talking about? What are we going to do right here differently? And how can I help do that? If not, we know we're not going to change the weather by our discussion. We're not going to change politics, unless that's what our job is. But we are not going to change those big picture items, but we can change and affect what's going to happen on the farm. So bring it back. That's one way to get unstuck. The third way to get unstuck is to use something called, I call it the most producers. Now, humans are herd animals, which means we want to know what the herd is doing. If they're running, we want to run because they must be right. It probably dates back to some form of survival instincts or something. Specifically, we want to know what other people just like ourselves are doing. When selling to farmers and ag buyers, we go farm to farm and agribusiness to agribusiness all day long. We have a unique vision or view, firsthand view, of how customers are solving their problems and growing their business. We see what works and what doesn't work. If you're trying to escape the dead end of conversation on a sales call, all you have to do is use a short intro like, you know, most producers are, and then fill in the blank. The reason farmers go to coffee shops is not to get coffee, no matter how good it is. They go because they want to know what are their peers doing. Special note on this, you can't use names or name drop unless you have approval. Nobody's going to do business with a gossip. Producers will not share information with you if they feel it will get out to all their neighbors. So be careful and make your comments generic. And you might use the most producers or producers in this part of the state or producers I have worked with over the years, which are all phrases that draw your customer into an interesting discussion about the topic. So let's say you're a grain merchant and you're buying grain from farmers and you're in the corn soy producer area. And this producer is going on and on about the poor profitability in farming. How many times does that happen? Of course, almost every farm. Your previous conversation with producers, your peers, and your company merchants indicate break-evens on corn is somewhere around $4 a bushel. Now, there's poor economics, but the current market is $4.80. So there is a little bit of a profit there. Whether that's enough or not, who knows? Not a lot, but some. To change this conversation from poor profitability in general or in life or in the United States or in North America or wherever, you might say something like, I hear you on that profitability, but you know, the most common break-even I have heard from producers and experts in this area is somewhere around $4. Does that make any sense to you? Now, based on their reaction, you get to that statement. That is not a question. Well, I guess it is a question. Does that make sense? But it's a pretty generic question. And all you're doing is focusing the economics back on a real number that might be used in that geography. Now, based on their reaction, you can get the conversation back onto buying grain or moving on with the rest of your day. But standing around talking about world grain economics is probably not going to change a lot unless this person is ready to start talking about the break-evens and whether they think that's accurate or not. Well, when I cover this topic in sales training workshops, I usually have someone point out that small talk is a great warm-up to selling. And as I mentioned, I agree. It just has to be a warm-up. It has to come to a quick end if it is not getting you towards a strong relationship in selling or helping this customer. Now, practice these techniques today and see how well they work. Look back over the last 30 to 45 days. How many dead-end conversations were you a part of? How many did you create because you ran out of topics to discuss? Try to get yourself out of those discussions today. I know that sometimes it feels really good and the customer wants to talk about them. And sometimes that's to avoid having you sell them something or talk about something they may not want to talk about. And that is, what are they going to do about these dead-end topics? I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.